In late 19th century households, the sitting room was principally used for receiving visitors, so it was usually the largest, best decorated room in the house. Here we can see a recreation of the main room in the Ruiz Picasso household by the artist Diego Santos. The furniture, a sideboard and the chairs, are similar to those that would have been in the room when Picasso lived here. They're not the original pieces of furniture, and their layout is not totally accurate. But thanks to information provided in biographies and first-hand accounts by members of the family, it's been possible to recreate what this part of Picasso's childhood home probably looked like.
Taken in the context of turn-of-the-century Malaga, one of Spain's most pioneering industrial and commercial centres, now ravaged and plunged into depression by economic crisis and different natural disasters, Picasso's family life at that time was relatively free from hardship. Years later, however, the family would have to move to La Coruña because of José Ruiz's precarious professional situation. The atmosphere in the house owed much to Pablo's mother, grandmother and aunts, and it was probably from them that he picked up the local stories, songs and popular expressions he would so frequently recall in future years.
The rest of the room is set up to imitate José Ruiz's studio at home. His work as a painter and painting instructor gave the family home a very special ambience. José Ruiz's oil painting, The Pigeon Loft, executed in 1878, can be seen together with a representation of a Dolorosa, or grief-stricken Virgin Mary, the only sculpture he ever produced. Both works were actually present in the house, and here we see them alongside painter's tools, a workbench, brushes, and plaster models, brought here from the School of Fine Arts where Ruiz taught. Pigeons were a very frequent theme in José Ruiz's oil paintings. Picasso's father was very much a second-rank artist compared to other figures working in Malaga at the time, but those pigeons were of enormous importance to his son's artistic future.
As Camón Aznar put it, the thing that the young Pablo Picasso ate, slept and breathed above all was painting. Indeed, Picasso's ambition to become a painter cannot be explained without taking into account his father's influence. Pablo hated going to school, but he watched and copied his father, he drew and he painted. José Ruiz's pigeons and doves became a fundamental theme in Picasso's own creations and in his life. He even named his second daughter Paloma, the Spanish word for dove. Other interests Picasso inherited from his father were his love of bullfighting and flamenco, and hobbies such as cutting out paper silhouettes, which José Ruiz used to do to help him calculate the space his figures would occupy on the canvas. According to Dora Maar, years later Picasso used this type of cutout as the basis for cubist collages.
But the influence of Picasso's father was not confined to the family environment. As assistant teacher of line drawing and decoration in the golden age of Malaga's School of Fine Arts, José Ruiz was a friend to some of the leading painters of the day, such as Muñoz de Graín, Ocón, and Denis Belgrano, two of whose small oil paintings are on display in this room. These artists form a circle of which the young Pablo Picasso quite naturally became a member, despite his youth. Picasso's father was also curator at the Municipal Museum, where he set up his own private studio known as the Palomar, or Pigeon Loft, a space he dedicated to exhibiting works by contemporary local painters. It's not difficult to imagine a restless boy like Picasso eagerly visiting that mysterious, fantastic universe of paint, oils, and brushes each day.